Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Spirituality.
And it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to welcome you all to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for spending your time listening and I just appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate all of my listeners, and gee, my fan base is growing. I'm so excited. You know, this show for me is about sharing with you what I've learned, sharing with you what I've experienced, and I'm talking about our everyday life experiences. These are things that happen to you, happen to me, and we are more alike than we are different. You know, we all have the same kind of issues: health issues, weight issues, money issues, relationship issues, family issues, jobs, the world, what's wrong, what's going on with the world. So we all are in this together. And that's what this show is about. Reality Spirituality is just sharing with you how to zip through, skip through this life with your arms open, with your heart open, relaxed, peaceful. Reality Spirituality, this is not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected to the universe, connected to whatever term you want to use, connected to God, connected to the universe, source energy, higher power, mic mac mo, doesn't matter. And it's living, not only living connected, but living consciously. As opposed to living habitually or living the way we were conditioned to live. This is about stepping into some different shoes, listeners. This is about stepping into this life, maybe looking at it and experiencing it a little bit different than we already have. And the show Reality Spirituality is also about celebrating our differences, as opposed to looking at and judging the differences, because, you know, we are all a part. What is it, 7.2 billion people on this planet? Well, we are connected to each and every one. I believe we're connected to each and every one, each and every soul, each and every person on this planet. We are connected. And we're all here at this particular time for a specific reason that maybe, I don't know, I don't understand right now, but we're here for a reason, each and every one of us. And I believe we're here to grow spiritually, emotionally, personally, and to learn lessons. And that's what today's show is about, lessons. Oh my gosh. I don't know about you, but a lot of the times I learned my lessons the hard way. The universe, for me, you know, I exercise hard and I get my lessons and I learn my lessons hard. And this week, oh my goodness, I call it being blindsided by the universe. just, you know, you're walking, you're having a good day, and then all of a sudden you're batted in the back of the head with a baseball bat. And the universe just trips you up a little bit, and you got to figure out in the moment what to do, how to do it, because in every moment I am creating not only this moment, but I am creating my future moments. And I know, you know, I'm not talking about living in the future, but I'm creating my future moments in this moment. And I am very, very conscious. I'm conscious about what I'm creating. Hold on just a second. I have to respond. Oh, by the way, the chat room is open, and you're free to join me and ask any questions anonymously or not, or just listen in. Before I go on with the topic of lessons today, I want to share with you that you can reach me, and I love the emails that I get, and you can reach me by email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. RebeccaNorrington.com. And also you can go to my webpage at www.RebeccaNorrington.com and just cruise around, check out what's on the website. I also have written several articles that are published on the web. One of my sites that I love to write for is Success Biz, BZ. And just, you know, search Rebecca Norrington and you can read all of the articles that I've written about, oh, universe versus man, happiness is a choice, what else? Why do we suffer? Tons of great articles, of course, great articles in my opinion. And just feel free to get a clue, or not a clue, but an insight of what I am and what I am about. This show is also Reality Spiritual also talks about our vibration. And what is a vibration? Well, you know, we're all energy, and with that energy vibrates at different frequencies. And so whatever we vibrate at, whatever our thermostat, our personal thermostat is set on, guess what? We are going to attract the same. You set your thermostat for 70 degrees in the house. Well, guess what? After a little while, it's going to be 70 degrees in the house. And it's the same thing with our personal vibration. That's why it's very important throughout this life, throughout your life, throughout this journey that we're on, is to be mindful and to be conscious of just what the hell are you, what is your personal thermostat? What are you set? What are you set at? What are you attracting? And believe it or not, my dear audience, believe it or not, you will attract the same vibration. You will attract people, circumstances, events to you depending on your personal vibration. This show, which is a mirror of my life, this show dissects every single moment. And we dissect, and I like to dissect the moments because I want to know what I'm creating, I want to know why I'm creating it, and I want to create things that are going to feel good to my heart and to my soul and to my being, to my life. And I do that by, in every moment, making conscious decisions. Take, for instance, last week. I have to share with you a story that I have to give you a little bit of background of who I was. Or you know what? It's more than who I was. It's who I pretended to be. And who I pretended to be years ago was this warrior, this letter writer, this justice, this, you know, if it's unfair, I'm going to fight for fairness. I can't tell you how many letters I wrote and how many situations I've been in that I did not feel I was treated fairly, and I fought tooth and nail, especially when it pertains to money. Listen, there's a lot of especially, but today I'm talking about especially when it pertains to money. And last week, well, let me just back up a little bit. I am a certified aerobic instructor. I've been teaching for over 30 years. I've taught boot camp and, you know, until I blew out both of my knees, so now I can only cycle. I've taught every kind of class you can imagine, step class, boot camp, low impact, high impact, weight training. I teach aqua classes, and I'm currently teaching an aqua class in one of my neighboring cities. And this is the third year that I have taught these classes, and I love them. They're every Saturday morning. In fact, they're every Saturday morning after my radio show. And five, 10 minutes away from my house, it's a beautiful pool. It's outside. You can look at the mountains while you're exercising. It's just, I love teaching. It's one of my passions. It's one of the things that I was put here to do, to challenge, and, you know, just by exercise. And I've been teaching at the in the city for the last 2 years, and this year is my third year. And last year, I requested an hourly increase in my salary. I was getting, in my opinion, peanuts, especially because I'm qualified, certified, you know, up the rear end. I have tons and tons of certifications. And I was being underpaid, and I'm not blaming anyone because I actually accepted the job at the lower rate, you know, to get your foot in the door. Well, last year I requested a raise, and I was told by the management that, well, you've already committed to this summer, but next summer we'll definitely increase your hourly wage. And that was exactly my intention this year when I accepted the position, and I was guaranteed a certain rate. The program starts in May. Started teaching in May. Taught in May. Taught in June. And of course, I get a direct deposit, and the direct deposit goes, you know, right into the bank. And I wasn't paying attention. I'm not one of these numbers people. I'm not paying attention to what's every nickel and dime in my bank account. And so I discovered discovered it this week, that I was getting paid the same rate that I was getting paid last year. Of course, I make the phone call and I speak to the supervisor, the one in charge of the payroll, and I, you know, told her that, hey, I'm not getting paid correctly. Bottom line is this: being a part-time employee, she informed me that she did promise, and yes, there is a rate increase, but it wasn't official. The paperwork hadn't been completed. Paperwork hadn't been processed. So, Rebecca, you did teach in May and June, but you're not going to be able to get back pay. And if you really know me, you know that one of the things I would have said was, oh, I don't think so. I'm not going to get back pay for those classes that I taught and for the agreement that we made. I'm not going to get back pay. Hey, Aloha Jay, if you called in, you said you were going to call in. I'll take your call. I don't know if he's called in or not. But anyway, to the story. Are you telling me that I just taught at a lower rate than what we agreed to for 2 months? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I said, you know, these are the procedures. I said, well, who's your supervisor? Who's over you? I'm going to straighten this out. And if I don't get paid what you promised me, then toodaloo to you, I'm out of here. Now, I didn't say it like that, but basically that was my message. This last week. That was one day. And the next day, of course, I call, you know, management, someone in the higher up department, someone in HR. And guess what he told me? He told me the same thing. Well, because your paperwork wasn't completed, or because your paperwork isn't up to date. Yeah, we have paperwork on you, but that was from 2 years ago. And there is no other contract. Yes, you got a verbal agreement to have a higher rate, but it's not official because there wasn't any paperwork processed. So in reality, you have to accept the lesser rate for those 2 months that you taught. And yes, we will raise the rate to what we agreed on, but you have 2 months. And audience, the 2 months at a lesser rate probably totaled, I added it up to almost $200. Almost $200, it was $192. And I'm sitting and I'm listening to this person telling me that, no, we're not going to do any retro. That's unheard of. You have no legal ground to, because you didn't sign a new contract to have a new up-to-date rate. As I'm listening to all this, there's steam that starts to develop from my toesy woesies all the way up my legs, all the way up my body, all the way up to my head, and it's blowing out of my ears. Are you kidding me? Plus, I work in the legal field. A verbal contract is just as good as a written contract. I mean, I had a verbal contract. And I'm actually letting out a sigh. And I let out a sigh while on the phone to the HR supervisor. Because I'm thinking, okay, now I have to fight again. Now I have to write another letter. Now I have to threaten I'm going to leave. And now I have to threaten small claims court. You owe me, and a verbal contract is just as binding. And in an instant, because that's what I've always done. I've always fought. I've always, especially if it's not fair. It's not fair if I get a verbal contract for a higher rate and I agree to it prior to me teaching. It's not fair. That's me pretending to cry. And the universe hit me with, no, this life isn't fair. And you know what else, Rebecca? We want you to do something that feels unnatural to you. We want you to do something. We want you to change your behavior. We want you to change it up. We want you to do something more universal. Oh, really? Universe? I have conversations with them all the time. Oh, really? Well, what do you want me to do? As if I didn't know it. And I have a question for you, audience. Do you know what these blankety blank, and I use it with a lot of love, these assholes that are the universe. Do you know what they wanted me to do? Do you know what this collective energy wanted me to do? They didn't. They wanted me to not fight. They wanted me to give up the fight. They wanted me to accept the loss in revenue. They wanted me to be okay with the unfairness. They wanted me to be okay with it. And not only be okay with it, the universe wanted me to really be okay with it. And when I got off the phone with the HR supervisor, I had a choice to make. Either fight for the $192, cause a big stink, right the wrong, I forgot to tell you. And I had already drafted my letter. Yeah, it took me probably an hour to draft this legal letter saying that you owe me because of the verbal agreement. I already done that already. And then they told me, gave me another direction, a direction where peace was going to be created for them and peace was going to be created for me eventually when I got with the program. And that's one of the lessons that I learned this week. Some of the things that I've been doing, whether they were right, whether they were just, whether they were fair, whatever label I wanted to put on them, the universe wanted me to change it up. The universe wanted me to behave differently. The universe wanted me to give up fighting. Even though I was right, give it up. And when I sat there, when I hung up the phone and I sat there, and I closed my eyes and I said, okay, that $192 is gone. There is something I can do about it, or something I could try to do about it, but I'm not going to. I give up. No fighting. I surrender. I surrender to what is. Guess what happened? Guess what happened? My eyes went swimming. I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried. And you know what I was crying from? Why I was crying? I felt relief. I was relieved that I didn't have to fight anymore. I was relieved that in reality, I didn't want to fight anymore. I fought all my life for principles, come on. I'm a great letter writer. And I cried because I was relieved that I don't have to do it anymore. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned today, I learned this week. When you are living connected and you're really conscious in every moment and what am I creating and, you know, surrendering to the universe and what the universe wants you to do and how the universe wants you to behave, trust me that they never steer you in a direction that does not feel good to your soul. It might not feel good to your ego, Oh, my ego was huffing and puffing and had the boxing gloves on and had the ring rented and, okay, let's go at it. Let's do this. But when I really surrender to what the will, let's say the will of the universe, I felt relieved. I felt good. I felt I was relaxed. So my lesson this week, one of my lessons was, even though I was used to behaving in one way, changing it up and not fighting felt really good to me. And the tears were proof, because they were tears of relief. And then I made my call to my, the immediate supervisor at the city. And she says, well, Rebecca, what have you decided? Are you going to come back at the rate we agreed? Or are you going to give up the class? I said, no, I'm coming back. And I'm good coming back. She was happy. I was happy. My students are going to be happy. And all of that was worth $192. I have a caller. Hold on a second. Let's see who's calling. And welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your name?
Hey, Rebecca. It's Jay calling. How's it going?
Jay. Finally, I hear your voice. Welcome. Welcome to Reality Spirituality Live.
You're welcome.
What's up?
Great topic for this morning regarding lessons learned. I just wondered, I'm going to ask you, did you get any lessons that happen in sort of like repetitive? Or was this just a lesson you just looked at and say, is there a lesson in it?
A lesson repetitive meaning...
The signs were repetitive, actually. Like it was happening over and over again. Yeah.
The answer to that is a big fat hell yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, that's what happens. Of course, I've been fighting over small things, big things, whatever you want to label it, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I've been usually fighting, and sometimes I give up, but listen, to me, the universe throws out a carrot, I say, and they watch me and, are you going to bite at this? Are you going to bite at this? And usually I do, until this week I stopped. What about you?
I had experience last year at a number of job losses that showed a lot of things, my family, stuff I haven't dealt with, and I confronted that issue on the last week of December with my parents, actually, and it's been actually quite adventurous and nice and smooth since then. I still have lessons I got to learn and things like that, but that was a hard lesson I had to deal with. I had to deal with it. I had to confront actually the issue, find out what it was, make peace with it actually too.
Well, let me ask you, would you mind sharing specifics? Because this show's about specifics. Would you want to share specifics with us? Or you don't have to, but I would love you I love you either way, but would you like to share specifics?
Well, it had some thing where I had actually one job where I actually stood up for myself, because actually my boss was he's violent, basically, right? And I had this, I had to make a decision whether the person was going to apologize to me or not, and I said, forget it, and I don't have time. So I wrote a letter to the HR saying, this is what happened, eh?
Mm.
When they did an investigation, they said there was nothing wrong with it. So, but eventually I got let go of that job. And then I found another job right after that, and the person was very... I wouldn't say abusive, but very critical of what I was doing all the time. And I said, I got to confront this issue. So I confronted it with one of my parents, and it had a nice, well, just a chat basically of what was going on. That says, you know, this really bothered me, what happened when I was young. And this political how I feel. So that's it, set the motion for a more of a peaceful relationship with my parents.
Wow, you know what? And you're absolutely right, Jade, because this repetitive, and that's for my listeners too, if things that just keep happening to you and they're with the same kind of same thing again, same shit over and over and over again. Yeah, the universe is basically saying, hey, pay attention to this. And they're saying that because when you do pay attention to it and you do acknowledge it and you do something different about it, you're bringing yourself closer to the universe, and you're bringing yourself more peace. Regardless of how uncomfortable it feels at the time, and it's just like jumping off a diving board. You know, it's scary at first, but when you jump and it's over, I was looking at the show about thrill seekers and how they get this adrenaline rush, but they go through all this fear before they jump or they bungee jump, and it is scary. It is uncomfortable. But once you do it, I swear, I have both of my hands up. Once you I find the courage to just like face it and deal with it. So you found a lot more peace then, right, Jay?
Yeah. I found that too. Even when I forgave my dad face to face, that took a lot of courage. Back in 2003, brought a lot of peace to the family in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just find family dynamics, some of the lessons that we're going through, or we haven't, you know, where that come from. We have to look at how we were brought up, and maybe generational teachings too.
Yeah, if you listened to the show yesterday, we had a wonderful woman, energy healer, and she went back 23 generations for me with some money issue, which was crazy wonderful. We all are so different, and I like to say this, we're as different as our fingerprints, and we all have our individual journeys, and my journey is unique to me and yours to you, but when you, I look at this life as being in school, and I'm talking about in school 24/7, all day long. The class never, ever is over. And I telling a friend of mine the other day, I said, you know, I'm walking on this tightrope. And, you know, like the guy that walked across Grand Canyon last week.
Okay.
Walking on this tightrope, and any misstep, I mean, if I take a misstep, I'm going to instantly feel it. I'm going to instantly, when I say a misstep, I mean, I know what I'm creating. I know that if I write a letter, I'm not creating peace. I'm not creating peace for the people I'm writing the letter to. And in reality, I'm really not creating peace for myself. I'm really not. I'm creating more drama. I'm creating the opposite of what the universe creates. I'm not flowing with what is. And so I realize that even if I look at somebody cross-eyed, or if I, the universe is all in my ass, but it's because of their love and wanting us to live and wanting us to experience this life peacefully. So they're really doing it. They're really throwing all this shit at us because they really want us to be peace, be at peace. What do you think?
So, it's also about the practicing of peace, to be in peace.
Yes.
That's the main thing, I think, you know, through meditation or some sort of modality to bring you there basically on a regular basis, because we're so surrounded by, you know, the other world, if you want to call it that, that it's through up in arms or the drama or whatever, that you almost got to feel, or like I always say, you know, be like, you know, Buddha or Jesus, where they had lots of drama around them and just kept in their own state, you know, who they were and what peace was about and their own reality, and never mind the reality of other people or the outside. So
mm-hmm.
I feel that way too. It's about the practice of it too. You know, it also, you have to make a decision to sometimes to, you know, do I react or respond to situations too? Is that mine or theirs, or is it really important also, really at that instant, eh?
Mm-hmm. You know, I just got a, I'll just put you on mute just for a second, Jay, but actually I'm not. I'm just going to try to shift this over because I'm looking at, trying to look at the chat room at the same time. And I have a statement, which is just a powerful statement. Oh my God, so good. And the statement is from Golden. And it says, I'm always willing to listen to other people's problems, but when I'm upset and depressed, no one wants to listen. You have come to the right place with some suggestions on that. That's all I have to say. And this is what I've learned, Golden. This is what I have learned, and I want to share with you. I'm closing my eyes and I'm just breathing in because it's so powerful. This and it's not only personal to you, sweetie. Believe me, we all are feeling this and we all have felt this. And it reminds me of a story that my ex-husband used to tell me, and we're really good friends now. And he was such a nice guy. He is a nice guy. The kind of guy that when you walk into a building, you know, he's opening the door, holding the door open for strangers. He just is a nice guy. You know, he'll move away. He'll let you go first. But he's telling me this opening the door for strangers things. And I, you know, I know this guy, Jesus. I've known him for over 30 years. And he would always get angry, or he would always be upset, or he would always be slighted when the person that he opened the door for never said thank you. He was pissed off because the person never said thank you. So I'm using that same story to coincide with what you said. You've always listened to people, and now when you want them to listen to you, they don't, and now that bothers you. I love that, because this is what I told him, and this is what I've had to learn in my own life. When you do something for someone else and you have an agenda, there is an agenda to get something back, or there is an agenda, in other words, I wasn't giving freely. I was giving because down the line I wanted something else. I wanted some kind of action. I wanted them to, hey, I did this for you, so I want you to do this for me. I want this for you. No, I did this for you, and you know, I expect you, if I need you, hey, I expect you to be ready to listen. I'm seeing what you're typing here, and you're saying, you know why, because they don't want negative energy, sad, or depression. Let me say this, Golden, my sweetheart. You never can get into anyone's head, and you never know what anyone is thinking. That's number one. I used to think I knew what everyone was thinking, and I knew why they did something. I knew why they said something. That's number one. You can never know what's inside someone else's head. You might think you know. You might think you know, my dear, but you really don't know. So let's stay out of people's head. You know what? When I discovered that I didn't know what what someone else was thinking. I said to myself, gee, that's one less thing that I have to do. That's one less thing that I have to concern myself with. That's I'm actually lighter that I don't have to figure out what someone else is thinking. But let me get back to your thing. So when I would do a favor or listen or whatever it was, extend myself, I've had to consciously say, when you extend, make sure, when you're giving, make sure that there is no agenda. Make sure that you're giving because you want to give. And you know what I found out? I found out that I don't want to do a lot of things that I was doing. I found out that when I got rid of my agenda, I began doing less. I began extending myself less. Now, I extend myself when I'm inspired to. I always extend myself when I'm inspired to, and I am giving. But I have to say that there were times when I was giving because I wanted to get back. I wanted to set up this bank account, if you will, of giving in order to get back. Now, I understand what you're saying. It's not true. I do things that I don't expect to get things back. I generally care. Well, in that case, and I'm only going to say this, that I hear what you're saying. And if that's what you want to respond, I totally believe that's what you're saying. But what I've discovered is when I care about someone, this is just me now, I'm just talking about me, and if it resonates with you, fine, and if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay too. But what I've discovered about myself is when I really care about someone and I really love someone, This is my thing. This is my definition. That means I accept them and I care about them regardless of what they do and regardless of what they don't do. So if I want to talk to someone and I want them to talk back to me, or I want them to listen to me. That means there's a stipulation. I cannot control what anybody else does, nor do I want to. And I cannot expect anyone to behave in any way other than the way they want to behave. My definition of love is total acceptance of the other person. Now, I didn't have this definition a year ago, trust me. And I didn't have this definition 2 years ago or 3 years ago. But at this point in my life, my definition of love is loving someone no matter what they do and no matter what they don't do. And that means accepting their behavior, what they listen to, what they don't listen to. And so it's really what I'm really saying is we all have this individual power. And we can decide to share with people and we can decide to accept people or not. And we can decide to be in people's company or not. It's really about what we choose to do and how we choose to live. There are people in my life that honestly, I love, but I'm not sharing a lot of my time with them, or I am sharing a specific amount of time with them. And that's because I am really into creating a peaceful environment for me, because I am no good to myself and I am no good to others if I am not peaceful. And so I have to make sure that I create the peace for myself and I create peace for others. I'm not walking around here saying that I do it 100% of the time, but I'm saying that is my intention. And so when I share this with you, my dear golden listener, just sit with that. And if it feels right for you, good. And if it doesn't feel right for you, that's okay too. But I want to ask you this. So when people are sharing their stories with you, do you really, really want to hear it? That's number one. And sometimes, you know, sometimes, honestly, when I, a few months ago, years ago actually, I would listen to these stories, but in reality, I really didn't want to hear the stories. I really didn't. My ego wanted to hear the stories, because now I'm the person that everyone can come and talk to and tell their stories to. I'm just throwing a lot of stuff out there. You know, I'm just talking about with me, and it's different with everyone. But yeah, it's satisfaction. Oh, I can go talk to Rebecca. And now, you know, the thing is, try to find me. Try to find me. You know what, we are went a little bit over time, and I cannot believe I didn't get to my lessons, that my lesson two and my lesson three. I got to the lesson about changing, but I'm going to pick this up next week, because this is a really, really big topic about lessons that show up. And I want to say something to you, my dear Golden. I want to say something to you. I want to say that it seems, you know, you have this, you're talking about you really care about other people, and I love you for that. And I want to give, and I want to leave you with a question, and that question is this. Do you care about those people, those other people, more than you care about yourself? I mean, who's more important? You're spending time listening to these people and their, you know, and their problems and their issues. But how much time are you spending caring about you? And when you spend, okay, let me just speak for myself. When I spend the majority of my day, which is 99.9% of my day, very conscious, it's, you know, some people call it selfish, but selfish is a good thing. Consciously creating the best environment for myself first, not for the other person first, for myself first. Then I can feel and I can know whether I'm inspired to sit and listen or whether I'm inspired not to sit and listen. I actually spent a whole day with a coworker on Friday. When I say a whole day, I'm talking about maybe 60, 70% of my day spent listening to her and her conversation. And I usually don't do that, but for that day I did, because my usual day is spent staying focused and staying centered. Because if I'm not good for myself, if I'm not developing the peace, then I won't be able to sit with someone for a lot of time listening. So we're going to pick this story up, again, not story, we're going to pick this topic up next week Sunday, and I cannot wait. I can't believe how the show just goes by faster, and maybe we'll have to extend the show a little bit longer than 45 minutes, because that's all the time we have. I want to say, if you want my free monthly newsletter, you are welcome. You can just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and you'll get a free monthly newsletter. Yay! And you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, and you can check out my the website, and you can also go to my private sessions, because I offer private sessions, and go to Reality Spirituality's face page book and like Reality Spirituality. And remember, one of the greatest gifts this universe gives to you and me is our ability to choose. In any given moment, we get to choose what we are creating. What we are creating in the moment and what we are creating for our future moments. And in any circumstance, with relationships, with events, with people, places, things, you choose how you want to react, and you get to choose how you want to feel. And you are that powerful. And remember, this growth, this journey does not happen overnight. This journey, just like a fine wine and like a beautiful plant, a rose bush, like a baby, we all grow, and we all grow, and we grow with time. So I want to thank you so much for being part of the Reality Spirituality community. And until next week, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I love you, and I will talk to you next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to
say. Time to get real.